Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. So Israel is part of our movie Schoolhouse Rock to the Homeschool Revolution. He's one of our cast members and has a really important part in that film. And you talk in there about how your mom never even graduated high school and raised you as a single mom. And I find that to be remarkable.
Yeah, dropped out of high school in ninth grade, homeschooled six kids, started her own business. Pretty amazing story. But yeah, she was a hippie. Uh-huh. You know, it's kind of interesting because there's a kind of a new awakened awareness of the hippie movement with this
Jesus Revolution.
The Jesus Revolution, yeah. But my mom was a hippie, and she didn't become a Christian until I was 12.
Oh,
so she homeschooled us initially, but not for religious reasons. And then when she became a Christian, then she was a Jesus freak, right? And so that was a whole new experience for us. But yeah, my mom taught us. And so let me just jump on that real quick. I remember when I was 12 years old, I was getting ready to start doing high school classes. And she said, "You probably wonder how it is that you're going to be able to do high school with me as your teacher when I didn't even go to high school."
Yeah.
I said, "Yeah, that's kind of a good question. Like, how's that going to work?" And she said, "Well, I've made a few commitments to you, and I just want to tell you what they are." She said, "I've made a commitment to teach you how to read." And she said, "That's been really painful, but you know, we're making progress on that." I mean, by this time I'd been, I would say, kind of functionally reading for about a year, right? When I'm 12. And she said, "So you're starting to read." But she said, "My view is I don't have to teach you everything that there is to know in the universe because I don't know it all and you'll forget most of it anyway. But I've made a few commitments. I'm going to teach you how to read. I'm going to teach you how to think. I'm going to teach you how to reason. I'm going to teach you how to study and how to learn." And she said, "If you know how to read and you know how to reason and you know how to study, where to get the information that you need to get in life, you can teach yourself anything that you want to learn in life. And so I'm going to give you the tools of education that enable you to teach yourself, and you can learn anything you want to learn." And she said, "And what you do with that is up to you.
Yeah.
If you want to squander that and waste your time and waste your life and not apply yourself, that's on you. Because all I can do is give you an opportunity. I can't force you to learn. I can't make you learn, but I can give you an opportunity. And I've done that and I will do that." But she said, "It's ultimately going to be what you make of it." And it was kind of like the Chinese proverb of, you can give a man a fish or you can teach him how to fish. My mom taught me how to think and how to learn and how to be a lifelong learner. And so if my single parent, high school dropout mom can do that with a dyslexic ADHD student, I think anybody can homeschool.
Yeah.
You just have to teach your child how to learn, as opposed to, again, trying to cram their head full of all this information.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.